fantasy draft at 6:30 for basketball.
Oh yeah, no, we'll have you out before then.
No, yeah, I didn't think today was going to be that long.
Who do you think's going to win, San Francisco or Arizona?
I want Arizona.
I do too. I like Arizona way more. Did Garoppolo, whatever fuck his name is, get pulled? Or is he not playing for San Fran anymore?
He got hurt this year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he got hurt really early in the year and just hasn't been able to return. He had like a really bad ankle injury.
Oh, okay. Dude, some of their masks are like legit.
I also saw that we're recording, so I know this is going to be one of those things where all of a sudden while we're just going to be talking, it's going to be like, all right, welcome back, guys.
Yeah, I was going to be that mean today. I just wanted a minute or two of our blabbering like a bunch of morons.
Well, you can't sit there and show me the screen that shows that we're recording if you want to do that.
Well, I figured just in case I get distracted and like watching the game and responding and you notice something's wrong, you can catch it.
I probably won't catch it. Usually that screen's not visible to me.
That's true. 22 episodes in, and I'm just now showing the recording levels. But welcome back, guys. What's going on, Mike?
Not much, Keo. How was your Christmas?
It was good. Christmas Eve went to my parents, met up with my family at my brother's house.
Okay.
Sent Toshi a little video, or Andrew a little video of us saying Merry Christmas because he's overseas right now. Oh, he got promoted to second lieutenant.
Oh, nice.
He went from first to second.
Very nice. Congratulations.
That's awesome. They had a couple of people get promoted. Yeah, other than that, went to my, like I said, met with my family on Christmas Eve. And after that, I yeah, came home, changed, went to Ashley's house, stayed there.
I noticed that, because I noticed you made a doggo very happy in the morning.
Yeah, little fucker. And then we spent the day at her with her family.
I figured, obviously, you know, with her having a son and everything, it'd probably be better off spending it with around her family and stuff.
It was good. It was fun, though. We had a good time. She got him a bunch of Lego sets and different clothes and stuff, and I got a couple of things from the family. It was pretty neat.
Very nice.
So it was fun. The hell did I get for the white elephant gift? And my mom and with my family. I don't remember. It was something goofy.
Got a record player for my grandma.
Oh, is that, yeah, is that what you put on? That's dope. I saw that Snapchat. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, but I also figured out that the record that I bought for Music to be Murdered By, the one song that I would not want to be messed up is messed up. And that was just me opening up the thing and putting it on and realizing that the song's messed up on the actual record itself.
Records are so touchy, dude.
Oh yeah, Godzilla's messed up and misses like three lines.
That's like the whole point of that song is some like those three lines.
Well, I get the ending part. That's the ending part of that song is where he goes super fast rap and that's just like, oh yeah, that's worth it because you know you can't beat the sound of vinyl. But
you really can't, especially on...
But let me tell you, Just Don't Give a Fuck by Eminem sounds fantastic, even being a 1999 vinyl.
Dude, I don't give a fuck. If one day I'm going to get a vinyl just to get to have.
Dude, it wasn't even that much. It was like, my grandparents said it was like 40 or 50 bucks.
They've gotten super cheap. Like, back in the day, we had a vinyl player. I can't tell you how long we had it. It's got to be over 30 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And then we could not, nobody made any way, shape, or form a needle that would fit this thing. So we ended up buying one of my family members bought my mom a newer record player.
Yeah.
Because they've got some old school records that, like, good God. Like, well, if you stacked them, we'll probably fill from here to the TV wall to wall.
Okay.
My dad got rid of a lot of them, but yeah, they still have it. So it's the sound you get out of it's just different, like true sound. It's great. That's awesome though.
Oh yeah.
You gonna buy more records?
Yeah, I'm starting my collection small. My grandparents don't have a record player anymore, so they're gonna give me basically all of their records. So I'm gonna have all of those. So I will have a ton of records soon. But right now I'm just starting to build my collection. Like I'm adding those bits and pieces where it's like, okay, I know I like this music, whereas other people that I know that have records would not like this music, so I'm gonna buy these records, and if I get this record from somebody, then I have it. If not, I'll find it.
No, that's fair. And there's some I think there's a company in Chicago. Sorry, my throat, I just was smoking, my throat just that dry state.
I get it. I totally get it. I got one more week of smoking. I'm going to try quitting on the first.
I'm giving myself the rest of this bottle, and that's it. Like I'm done vaping, done smoking. Like I might have a cigarette here or there.
No.
But, like, no, one of those.
You don't get to quit vaping to go and have a cigarette here or there. No.
Okay, fine.
If you're quitting, you're quitting.
Yeah, no, I got to quit. Like, me and you talked about it before. Like, just the amount of money we spent.
Not even the amount of money we spent. It's like the one dude at work that I work with every single day, he's told me that he wants to quit just to, you know, not be dependent on it.
Yeah.
And I sat there, I was just like, you know what, man? It's going to be easier if me and you both do it. And I've been trying to find a reason to do it or, like, want to do it, but it's been so hard with work. Like, literally everyone at work smokes. It's
that
stress.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is at work. I don't want to say everybody, like, a couple people go and smoke at work, but they're the people I end up talking to the most, so it's like... Okay, so I'm getting better at just going outside, taking a lap around the yard for a breather or whatever, get some fresh air and come back. Challenges for 2021.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shit. Kind of better ourselves.
Yeah, dude.
My next challenge is to get myself out of depression, but we'll figure that one out myself.
That's a life journey that I think we're all looking at.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second, guys. I got
my downpipe, though.
I saw that.
I did.
NVIDIA, right?
Yes.
God, I cannot wait. I cannot wait for what happens to this car.
NVIDIA Catalyst.
God, it's going to sound so much nicer.
And Six Star now offers a firm, and it is problematic.
It is. And I will say what's nice about it is a lot of people go, oh, don't put repairs on a credit card or whatever. But I'm all for buying car parts and paying for it up front. But say it's one of those that... you need to get a couple extra things done that is just a little out of your range. You can put it on, go and pay that amount. You know, we've discussed this before, but it's also a nice backup. So if something does go wrong with one of your vehicles and you're not by the dealership, or it's the Genesis and something does happen that you can't fix, or you don't go and feel comfortable bringing somewhere else, and bad timing of, fuck, I can't afford this, at least not right now, it gives you the chance to kind of go and, you know, save yourself for that time.
Oh, yeah.
And a firm's nice because... oh, God. Sorry. I'm just having horror images of, like, watching a TV fall or whatever and that guy's screen. Yeah. Watching the football game. ADD. This is going to be really bad for me.
Yeah, probably.
No, it's good. I saw that too and I was like, ah, fuck.
Yep. Me and one of the guys at work were already talking about it. It's just like... it's just like, yep, might just drop it off and tell him, do everything. Make it powerful. Nah, just build it.
Just whatever needs to get done, do it. This is what I want. Whatever bits and pieces you got.
So you know how much that's going to cost? I don't give a fuck. Just put it on. Affirm it. Affirm it. I will pay for it. Affirm it.
Yeah, like now like you're going to have a hard time paying for it in the first place, but it's always, like I said, it's always good. It's fun having it. But shit, what were you drinking, Mike?
I don't know. You gotta tell them.
It's a Rebel Yell Old Fashioned. No orange peel, because I was too lazy to go to the store.
It was good.
But I like Rebel Yell. Shit. How far in are we?
I don't know. Probably start asking these questions.
Yeah, we're 9 seconds in. I did want to say one thing.
9 seconds. Nine minutes.
9 minutes. Okay. Jeez. Yeah. It's a holiday week. You can tell that. I did want to say Anchor. Well, Spotify did this, like, Spotify podcast, and it kind of does, like, your year in review of, like, stats, and they cut it at a certain time, so our
podcast was my number one listened to podcast of 2020.
Yeah, I think...
and I didn't listen to it very much, I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't really listen to ours at all. I'm going to be flat on it. Like, I'll listen to it before I post it, and I'll skip every 15, 20 minutes just to make sure the audio's there.
Yeah, I think I've told you this before, but, like, when
it's hard to listen for you to do anything at work, and that's...
Yeah, it's really hard for me to listen at work because I have someone playing music and, like, you know, I actually like talking to him. So, you know, it's just like we just end up talking all night and just listening to the music that he's playing. So it's not like we're listening. I'm not listening to podcasts at work, which is where, you know, I could listen to a lot of podcasts if I wasn't.
Yeah, I listen to mine more on drives, but given I sit at a desk in an isolated part of the building.
Yeah, and then
like, when I'm in my own department, so.
And when I'm on my way to work, I had, like, just woken up, so, like, usually. Music. Music's my way of, like, waking up and, like, getting ready for the day. And then on the way home, I'm usually on the phone either talking to my mom or Lexi.
No, that's fair. Home.
So I really don't get, like, that much time to listen to it. Whereas, like, really the only time I listen to my own music or discover new music is on my ride to work. So I have a half hour 4 days out of the week.
That's fair. So you get a good chance to listen to some music.
Yeah.
So what's cool is they kind of break everything down. So it said we hit 4 countries. We had...
Thank you for all the podcasts that are in Australia.
Yeah, that really. Listen to us. Our biggest response outside of the U.S. is Australia.
Yep.
I don't know why, but we did like 958 minutes over 15 episodes. Obviously, that's off because we're way higher than that now.
Oh, you did like the first 6 episodes though in 2019.
Yeah, I'll say as far as when we started, the podcast started in 2019. When we started was 2020 because I did it like really far at the end of 2019. So I kind of just forget about that.
Yeah.
But what's this episode about, Mikey? Episode 22 on Shifting Through the Gears.
Just talking about 2021, what the future is going to look like.
And yeah, kind of like reviewing 2020. So me and Mike wrote down questions for each other. So I'm going to have Mike start. Because mine
go first. Mine go based off one of mine goes based off one of the questions you wrote down. So you have to go first.
Okay. So I'm just kind of going to... Mine are just however I thought, so they're in no particular just as I thought of them. My first question is, what direction do you see the podcast going in 2021? Like, where do you want it to go?
I see us moving to events, trying to find events. Obviously, you know, depending on what happens with COVID in 2021 and all this other nonsense is going to play out a big factor onto it.
Yeah, huge.
But
like outside of sim, like you could do sim racing stuff, which would be kind of fun depending on the crowd. It opened us up, but
I also agree. So I think we would do events if events are available. I don't know if both of us would be able to attend the events. Obviously, if both of our work schedules are very, very insane at any given time of the year. So
I feel like Saturday is going to be like our go-to day. That's probably going to be the easiest day.
Yeah, but that's also going to be the dependent thing of when me and you both wake up because we both work nights. We both work, you know, insane hours. We all this other nonsense. It's going to be hard for us to do these things. And, like, I know it's going to be hard for us to do these things. We might actually have to find someone just to be an event type person to be like, oh, yeah, I'm already at the event. I'll just, you know, record some stuff.
I'd be down for that.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be good to start close, like something like Grid Life at Autobahn.
Yeah.
Or maybe go to Black Hawk or a couple of the drift fence around, but try to stay within like an hour or two drive. So even if we get up, we can still get there at some kind of good time where even if we stay late, we can still get back and have enough time to do whatever we need to. But yeah. I like that.
Yeah, and like definitely like on top of like, the work schedule things, you also have a house, you have a girlfriend, like, you know.
We got life shit going on.
Yeah, you got life shit going on. We're not always going to be able to make it to all the events, even if we wanted to, we're not going to be able to. So if we have to bring on someone else to sit there and help us out with it, let's do it.
Yeah, so be it. Like we have no shame about it.
Yeah.
You want me to keep going or you want to ask one? Because I've got like 7 questions.
My one question goes off the one for the podcast question. The which podcast?
Okay. You want me to fire another one?
Sure. Because that's later in the. I only have 5 questions, so go ahead and shoot one off, and then I can figure out one.
All right. So the second question is because my response fully agrees, Mike. I see it growing and having fun and being more fine tuned and. More guests, etc., better content, because we're still getting used to it, but 20 episodes in, I finally started getting comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Events, absolutely. Hopefully we can do a couple YouTube videos or something on it, or live streams of us recording, where we can have people come in or whatever, but second question is, Are there any podcasts you want to be on in 2021, or have, are there any podcasts we want to collab with in some way, shape, or form of they come on and we go on there or whatever it is?
All right. And for my kind of, I'll answer this question.
Is this an add-on to the question?
Yes. For me, it's Gears and Beers. Just yes. Because they've been they've, besides Mason, who I don't know if he has like a podcast or like interested in doing it. I know that you guys have been talking.
He wants to be on.
Yeah, I know he wants to be on. I've just been, it's been very hard for me to pay attention to the Facebook chat and like.
I've been slacking this last week, just the whole holiday season.
Yeah, holiday season's been rough. Just
apologies to Mason,
by
the way.
Yeah, work's been rough. Like, I really do apologize. I really am going to try to sit there and, you know, get better at it. I say it every week, but I really am going to try to get better at it. And hopefully after.
You've gotten better. It's just. Some of the times the message is like, I'm slammed at work, or by the time I respond, it's 2 o'clock in the morning our time, and
yeah, that
you're going
I'll,
home and knocking the fuck out, or you're on lunch basically at work.
Yeah, that and like sometimes it's like, okay, well, I noticed he wrote something at like 9 o'clock in the morning or something like that, and our
Mike's
time, and I'm asleep, so I wake up at 3 and I see the thing, I'm like, all right, I'm not even gonna look at it because I'm hoping it. That Chris, I'm hoping Keo responded. Otherwise, we just look like assholes.
Most of the time, I go and do like I said, this whole holiday season has gotten us both busy at work, and it's kind of going been tough responding, even spending time with family or friends.
Yeah,
has been hard. Where I went to Andrew's, I met with a group for the first time in about a month, and I'm almost there every weekend. Like, it's been a rough year, but I agree.
But in general,
so Gears and Beers.
Any automotive podcast I'd love to be on anyway. Just be able to talk to the guys and sit there and, you know, like kind of BS ideas off each other. Like sit there and just be able to talk to other people. I know I'm not the most knowledgeable on cars, so, you know, just being able to learn things from other people. And
agreed.
In the podcast, like, you know, I know you know way more about cars than I do. Like, it's going to be nice to be able to sit there and kind of be able to
expand our knowledge and
interact with other people as well, even, you know, other people in other countries where it's like, okay,
you
want to
hit that light switch?
No.
Thank you.
Other people in other countries where they're just like, where they get different cars than us too. Like, you know, Australian podcast, if we get an Australian podcast to come on with us, they can talk about Australian cars that we don't get to see.
Yeah, like, and it could be something as simple as, I'm going to choose a car I know very well, the AE101. 102 EE101 102, like the 93 to 97 Corollas.
Yeah.
A lot of guys go, oh my God, I've said this before. Oh my God, it's just a fucking Corolla. It's only a 1.6. No, what you don't understand is they did come out with some advanced motors. They came out with high revving 9,000 RPM engines in Japan. They came with LSD 6.5 and 6-speed manual transmission. They came with all kinds of bits and pieces that a lot of guys look at and go, oh, that's not fast, but for a 95, this thing would smoke a fucking Foxbot.
Yeah.
Like, they would wreck Fox bodies.
Yeah.
It might only be in the quarter mile, but it would destroy most cars in its class, or in that year range, on, like, circuit races. They actually had they had a series dedicated, that was one of Toyota's go-to cars in Japan for racing. But something like that, getting to talk to somebody maybe in Japan or Europe or whatever that got those cars, like Canada, WAG, you know, Blue Moose. I go and tell him, I was like, dude, if you ever fucking see a 96 or a 97, even a 95 Subaru Legacy GT twin turbo with Bilstein package, buy that motherfucker. I will drive up there and go buy it myself. I will come buy it from you. He goes, oh, what's so special about it? He goes, it's just a Legacy. I said, no. It's a twin turbo right hand drive, full LSD, built-in suspension, upgraded. Like, it's the STI version, essentially, of a Legacy.
Yeah.
Before, and stateside, we didn't get that.
Yeah.
So Europe got it, Japan got it, all these other markets got it, where we didn't see that kind of shit. And all these guys are dropping $500 on fucking headlights.
Yep.
Because they want the JDM projectors with the actual glass cut out and everything. Like, it's really neat.
Yeah.
So I agree. Having other people on would be really nice to see different perspective and different packages. Even if we both get a Ford Taurus.
Yeah.
What options did they get different because of their emissions or whatever? Mm-hmm. So I agree. Is there any other... So pretty much Gears and Beers is our top one.
Yeah.
And
actually, the question that I built off of it.
Yeah, go ahead and ask that, please.
Was, is there any non-automotive podcast you want to be on, or sit there and, you know, even if it were to be like they reach out and like be like, hey, do you want to, like, you know, do a couple episodes with us?
There is. Isaac wants to hop on. Zane Campbell, I'd like to be on his.
Okay.
He does more, like I said, a media-based kind of one, but he does a lot of, I think he's SCCA Autocross.
Okay.
He's got a lot of those. This guy, DJ Realty.
Okay.
In Detroit. I mentioned it before. He's got a podcast where he basically, like, podcast YouTube kind of thing, where he basically goes and it doesn't care what it is. He just wants you to come on or him to join. So I'm actually kind of in, I think you've seen it on the Instagram Messenger, that we've kind of going back and forth. This is the media guy, Trip Visuals or something like that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I completely fucking butchered the name, but they're going to work on us doing, he's going to walk us through on how to do a Zoom call and how to record the audio so we get it. He said if we can set up cameras, great. If not, send him a picture. He'll put it in the thing and basically send us the file so we can post it up on both. Pretty much any automotive podcast. My five are going to be Gears and Beers, top. Auto Talk would be cool, just because the guys are pretty neat. I like what they do. 1010's podcast, I got to catch up a lot on them, because they're kind of funny and opinionated. A bunch of GM fuckers.
Okay.
Cool dudes, though. Really cool guys. Slip Angle, just because the grid life.
Yeah.
And the guys they know. Who else? Can I get my phone? This is really bad. Great media here. Let me pull up my list. I'm basically cheating and using Spotify.
As Mike, for the question though, for the non automotive one, I would love to be, like, as nerdy as it sounds, I would love to be on, or like sit there and be on a D&D podcast.
I love D&D. I've never really gotten into it. Maybe Jake, you know, Juicebox. He's a D&D guy.
Yeah.
Look at the dude. You don't think it, but he's a huge D&D dude. Like, I love the game. I wish I had people I can go and play with.
Yeah, I used to have people to play with. Now I really don't, so I miss playing.
I wish there was a digital version of D&D where you could play with your friends.
I think there, like, is. I've been looking at different things online to sit there and try to, you know, kind of do something like that, or sit there and see if there's a game like that where people, you know, just join a community and sit there and, you know, play a D&D type lifestyle. And I've found one that I've been kind of paying attention to, but
I haven't
jumped on it because I haven't really seen that opportunity to be like, okay, well, yeah, like, you can jump in here, you can play, and we'll play on Fridays or something.
No, I like that. Like, well, maybe something we can figure out this year.
Yeah.
So my five are going to be Gears and Beers, Slip Angle, Auto Off Topic, 1010's, and Driving While Awesome. Driving While Awesome is those BMW Porsche fucks I talk about all the time.
Okay.
No offense if anybody hears it, listen to DWA or whatever, or they hear it, highly doubt. But something like, eventually one day, I'd love to get some of the guys that are involved in motorsports or in the automotive field that have a good high standing, where it'd be great to have them on. Even somebody like Dewey or Mark or JR or Graham Gaylord, somebody like them, Lloyd Tran, anybody, just come on. Like, just having more guests would be cool, I guess. So absolutely. I'm not too picky. I definitely want to expand out and reach. So what is it? Let's see. Is there anything you can add to that one that I'm not thinking of?
No.
Like, non-automotive podcasts?
No, other than that.
Gary V would be fucking fantastic to get on. Like, dude's ridiculous. He grinds his ass off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to look at more non- I basically binge listen to automotive podcasts.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I totally get that. I figured I didn't know if you listened to non-automotive podcasts or if you had, like, something you were interested in where it'd be like, okay, like,
Eric Thomas, ET.
Okay.
He'd be one. He's a huge motivational speaker, but the dude's a G.
All right.
Like, sorry for the noise, guys. I'm trying to set this down, but I don't have a coaster. Yeah, no, that'd be it. I'm sure one day I can give you a better answer, but just that one caught me off guard. All
right.
You have another one to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
Go ahead, shoot your next one.
Even though I think I kind of covered this a little bit, if things continue like how they are now as the new normal, How do you think it's going to play an effect on the car scene and events in general?
It's going to be impactful.
Okay.
You can already see it. We're going to pick on, just because I'm looking at the screen, NFL, NBA, MLB, all the pro leagues, it's already harder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, they go and still make good money and everything. People are still going and watching and this and that. But the interaction, the emotions and everything about it, it's gonna make it harder.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to go and use sim racing as a good example. It's blowing sim racing up beyond anybody's wildest dreams. Even a year ago, people are going to realize that gaming's, esports is an actual thing now. Like,
yeah.
Do I think you should go and get a scholarship off it? You'd have to be a really, given I could go and see the other aspects of using it for them to do like drone work or whatever, or different medias like that.
Yes.
Different outlets of that. I can definitely get that. I can see that. But as far as what it's going to do to this scene, like I said, it's going to be a lot harder. I hope they're going to find a good way around it. They are still allowing people to come in, but instead of, we're going to say grid life, number is going to be fantastically far off on this. Just going to throw a number, 3,000 people, they're going to bring it down to 1,500. Or 5,000 people, they're going to bring it down to 1,700, but you're going to have to go and be spaced out, so you're not going to go and get that camaraderie.
Yeah.
Or huge event impact. But I don't know. What do you think it's going to do?
I think it plays a big impact on how it's going to play out for the rest of the world. I think that just, you know, even if it doesn't continue the way it's been nowadays, I think it's going to be one of those things where it's still going to be, people are going to be extra cautious now. Just because you didn't think that we would live through something like this, so, you know, it's
at least not our generation. Given generations before have gone and lived through stuff just as bad, if not, I will dare to say worse than this.
Yeah.
But given that's just my opinion, I'm not being political about it. It's just the Great Depression, World War One, World War Two, different stuff like that, where it had a gargantuan impact. But look at how the world's growing.
Yeah.
Look at how we've adapted and learned to excel outside of that.
Oh yeah.
But I'm curious to see what it does. It is going to have a financial impact.
Oh, I definitely think financially, yeah.
It's going to have an emotional impact. I know for me, it's had an emotional impact of just people in general. Like, mm-hmm. You can't just... It's stupid shit. Like, I can't go to the bar and grab a beer that I'm going to pay $5 for when I can go out... If I buy two of them, three of them, I can go out and buy a fucking case of Miller Lite. I can't go out and grab to the bar, watch a game, and have a meal. You know, you don't get to do that anymore. It's those little luxuries we got to have that nobody really took for appreciation.
Yeah.
But, shit. Yeah, it's gonna have an impact. We're going to have to see where it goes, but it's going to have a financial and emotional impact where this is going to push everybody to a much more media-based, which might be good because I can't always make events. I don't know if I'm going to get to compete next year, even if it's an HPDE1 or whatever, or autocross or whatever, where we now have to really brand ourselves or really reach out, which might be good for some people. Like me, recording in general is like nerve-wracking. Like flat, it's fucking nerve-wracking off my ass. But, you know, if I know, you know, we know people, we can talk to them about games or whatever all fucking day long, you know, bash on each other, have fun, but we get to do it. Definite learning curve we're gonna run across.
Oh yeah, let's definitely agree as well.
Let's see, next question. What are your car plans for 2021? Car goals. Let me rephrase that. I wrote it down as, what are your 2021 car goals? What do you want to do with your automotive cars? Right, automotive cool. Vehicles.
I had a similar question.
All right. So I'm going to have you answer this one first.
All right. Basically, I want to sit there and get some parts done of the Subaru. Sit there and build
that. Really, motherfucker?
God damn it. Build that.
Moisture. It's moist.
Yeah.
I'm a dick. So yeah, 2020 on car plans.
I want to get the Subaru finished up, sit there and get that to like 400 horsepower, call that a day. Fix up the Genesis, get the mirror put on, get the bumpers replaced, and sit there and have that just like the outside of the body of it to be mint again. kind of in as mint as it can be, I guess. And then basically just start saving up and paying off. I want to pay off the Genesis. I don't know if I'd be able to do that in 2021, but I want to definitely try to pay
make
it off.
Make a nice dent in the amount.
Yeah, I want to be close. And then 2021 would be trying to get the Genesis paid off. 2022 would be saving up to try to take a huge chunk out of the Subaru. That way I can get the next car after the Genesis.
Are you looking to maybe pick up a cheap project car or something? Or if just, if you know, work, you know, come over and work on mine or whatever, help friends out with theirs, like, as far as labor goes?
Project cars are going to have to wait for me until I get a place and can actually store in my own garage.
That's fair, especially instead of just... I've seen guys rent a garage, but they've said, like, one of their things is they realize that if they just would have held off, set that money as, like, planned, okay, I'm going to spend $150 a month on storage, set that aside so they can go out and get a nicer version of their car, or go out and get their car and some of the accessories they want, or... They would have done a different route where they still would have gotten to have the car. They still would have done events, or they get the car and they were lucky enough to where they had a friend that had enough land to where they can go, dude, can I just store this at your house? I'll pay you $100 a month, and got lucky enough situation of, dude, just keep it here. Just leave the key, you know, give me a spare key. So if I need to move it or whatever, I'll, you know, or if you need to work on it, you know, buy the parts, I'll put the stuff on or come over. Like, situations have worked out good for people. And other guys have said, I wish I would have gone different and invested, you know, teamed up with somebody for the, you know, first 2 years or whatever.
Yeah.
To where, like you said, where you can buy a place or buy a piece of land and get a garage or whatever. So definitely agree. Do you think there's a chance you might trade the Genesis in on, or would you want to pay it off first and then get a new?
Next year, probably not. I'm still looking at the three cars as options for...
Supra 400?
For the Supra 400 and Corvette.
C8 or C7, C6?
C8.
Okay, you're a fucking machine. All right, I like it. Let's see. My plans for 2021, they've dropped drastically.
Okay.
Ridiculously far I've dropped. For the 15... So my daily, I want to get a full lip kit on it, like an aero package. Nothing crazy, but like STI type lip, STI type side skirts, STI rear diffuser, kind of like the Mercedes BMWs have, where it's a light bolt on, but I don't want the cosmetic lip. And if I do, I'm going to get it modified for the back end, but actually build a shield. So I want to do diff covers. I want to do a lip kit and a rear M3 style spoiler, lip spoiler. I would like to, well, I need to do new suspension on the car. So it might just go and be factory. Get your WRX wheels for the summer tires. Basically lip kit, suspension, maybe upgrade the brakes. We'll see. Probably just use stainless steel lines, flush it out with to a nicer fluid. And new pads and rotors.
Okay.
Mid-duty ones, like not race ones, but not street. Kind of like an enthusiast pad. I know dick shit about the levels now because they've changed, so I'm just going to leave it there. The MR2, it will get primered. It will get the suspension put back on. It will be undercoated, and it's probably going to get its first coat of paint. It will get its first coat of paint in 2021.
Okay.
Paint's not going to be perfect. I'm learning how to do it at home. I will be okay bringing out a professional to fix the rust on it. There's honestly not much, but I have to cut out... Essentially cut out or rebuild the A-pillar.
Okay.
Because, you know, the gullying and everything where the water set. So I'd have to redesign that. But basically, have a painted and ready-to-go car.
Mm-hmm.
The 99, I wanted to do some crazy shit too. This year it's going to be maybe put in the used motor. Probably upgrade to the 2.5. Leave the automatic transmission. Put the works on, put decent tires on, go to better brakes. I want to rebuild the entire brake kit and do suspension, like struts, and I'll look at sway bars and all that bullshit later. Really, I wanted this year, ideally in 2021, or this coming year, I wanted to do a full-blown suspension. I wanted to do a 6-speed swap, and I wanted to do an STI swap. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go, like I said, just... a lot more simple. I wanted the MR2 finished this year. It's not going to happen. Maybe it will on a stock 5S. But I... Let me see. I'm trying to think how to phrase it. I'm going to repeat myself on this one. The Legacy, Aero Cosmetics, your WRX wheels, new suspension. Leave it. Okay. Because I now have a full new exhaust. Just got the cat replaced. Exhaust manifold replaced. New gaskets. Keep up on the maintenance on that. The Legacy, suspension, wheels. Refresh the brakes. I need one caliper, so I might just upgrade them. And maybe just toss in a new, a used 2.2 or a 2.5. We'll have to see.
Okay.
The MR2 is going to be undercoated, painted, back on the ground. Hopefully, if somebody's nice enough that can help me find a fucking harness for a reasonable price, I'm not paying you $500 for a stock fucking harness. It's not going to happen. I'll pay you $100 and a case of Miller, or $50 and a bottle of whiskey, or I'll go pull the damn thing out myself for $30, but I'm not paying what people are asking for this car. So yeah, that's and then just really build the garage up more.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, the MR2s, the Legacies are going to be very easy. It's stuff I can do any day.
Yeah.
The MR2 is going to be a massive learning curve because I have to build a paint kit. I've got to learn how to paint. I've got to learn how to rust repair. And I'm not going to bond to it. It's getting cut out, reshaped, and new metal put in.
Okay.
So, in order of the cars, the MR2, bare minimum, will have a full primer, rust repaired, and back on the ground with a full underbody coating, undercoating, at the least.
Okay.
The MR2, the Legacy's going, both Legacy's will have new suspension and refresh brakes at the bare minimum. And I will do at least 3 autocross events.
All right.
So next question on mine. That's yours, right?
Sure, because I mean technically one of my cars was where do you want to be with your project cars in 2021?
Well, I answered that one too.
Yeah.
I got 5 left, so
I got 2 left.
Are there any events you want to attend in 2021? Kind of ties into where do you see the podcast going? Okay, deal. Next. I'm gonna add that one. Like, just I want to attend any events I can get to. Drifting, autocross, I don't care. I just want to go to events.
I've never been to Grid Life. I want to go.
It's a fucking riot.
Yeah.
At least festival and the other rest of the Grid Lifes are a lot more driver focused, where you can get into the paddock and look at these guys and watch them, watch what they do, and it's more of a your folks on the racing.
I just want to go for one day.
It's definitely worth camping.
I would imagine it is worth camping, but like
even if you rent a hotel room and you reserve enough, like it's worth going.
Yeah.
Let's see. How do you think year/season 1 went for us? For the podcast, like how do you think it went?
I think it went pretty good. I mean, obviously we had a couple hiccups with audio early on.
I'm an idiot.
We had a couple hiccups with just being able to record early on. I think now we're going to be a little bit better off. I think we're a little bit more into it. I definitely obviously like today where it was like 2 o'clock or like, what was it? 2:30 when I messaged you, like, oh my God, I just woke up.
Yeah.
We've
been exhausted lately, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's been a pain in the ass lately, but it's just, I'm sure we're going to get better with just recording and trying to set like some sort of set time. That way it's, not 4 o'clock when. Yeah, 4:22 when we're in the middle of a recording where it's like, oh yeah, I just ruined your day because, now you don't have much time left and neither do I. Same with other people. It's just like, yeah, okay, cool. It's 4:22 and you guys just finished recording the podcast. You're going to go hang out with Ashley and it's like, all right, well, what's there for me to do at 4:30?
Right, I think it went pretty well. Like you said, growing pains, learning. You got to reach out with some people. Highlight of the year as far as the podcasting, other than having you here every week, our growth. We've grown, we've gotten to interact with people. We have to get better at we've gotten better at interacting with people.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, our note, at least for me, I feel like our note would be getting shouted out by Gears and Beers. Like, that was legit. Fucking hilarious. Let's see. Skip this question because we already answered it. I got 2 questions left. Shoot fine. Yours.
I know that we didn't obviously have a podcast back in 2019. Well, it started out in 2019, but it wasn't like, you know, a weekly recording type thing back in 2019. So based on what your personal goals were for 2020, were you able to accomplish most of them, or did the way that the world is right now, did that kind of ruin things for you to not be able to accomplish the amount of goals that you had for 2020?
As far as the life, yeah, it definitely fucked me up. But as far as the podcast goes, I definitely did. I know me and you had talked for months about getting you on as a guest, getting you as a co-host, growing the brand, getting our reach out there, and getting a consistent recording schedule, figuring out the audio. Definitely has. Having a couple guests on has been fantastic. It was great. I didn't think I would make it past episode 5 in general. I didn't think I'd get a co-host, and I didn't think I'd have the ability to have a co-host and have guests on. So overall, I feel like it went really well. What do you think?
I think it went pretty well as well. I really do think. I think obviously me and you have come up with fun ways to, you know,
combat the situations
of COVID. You know, obviously we have our $1,000 or like our K challenge that we do. So I think we could sit there and figure out more things like that to do if, you know, things like this continue and it's just kind of messed up the car community as a whole.
Was that your phone or mine?
I don't know.
I felt the table.
I'm assuming it's yours because yours lit up.
Oh, I pressed the button. I don't know. Either way, keep going.
Okay. But like personal goals, I guess I did accomplish some of the things I wanted to accomplish for this year. Like I got my credit cards paid off. I have, you know, most of my debt besides my car payments and basically most of my debt besides my school loans and my car payments are paid off. So that was my biggest goal for 2021 was to have
that stuff paid off. For 2020 overall goals?
For 2020.
It fucked me up. I'm nowhere near where I wanted to be, but I have gotten to make some progress. I've gotten to really teach myself. I haven't taken leaps quite yet as far as financially goes in some aspects. But yeah, so you've done really well this year.
Yeah, 2020 was a really good year for getting out of like credit card debt and things like that for me. So 2021, hopefully I'm able to actually save some money up and start looking at and kind of picturing where I'm going to sit there and be in 2021 and hopefully be able to buy a house soon. That's my overall goal for 2021. But, you know, accomplishing 2020 is...
has been a challenge for everybody.
It's been a very big challenge for everybody. The fact I was able to do my credit cards was a huge deal for me. Like, you know, people went from having a guaranteed job to not working at all to where I went from having a guaranteed job to being more guaranteed a job because...
And working more hours than you thought you'd have to.
Yeah. 15% increase for the entire year for the company based on last year.
That's huge. Yeah. How many questions you got left?
One.
All right. I'm going to do this. I'm going to skip to my last question. Who's your favorite fan that we've had? We've only had limited interaction. We're still kind of getting our name out there and everything. And like I said, figuring out how to brand ourselves and reach out to people. And
besides the people I know?
Yes.
Mason.
No, in general. Like, who's the person you feel like it for you is your favorite person that has given us feedback or interacted with us in general, whether we know him or not?
Well, obviously my answer is biased to Lexi, but
I mean, she's given solid feedback. Like, hey, content was good, audio sucked. What the fuck, yeah. Keo?
Yeah.
And but... I finally figured it out. 7 episodes in, I'm so sorry. Basically, if you listen to this shit, skip to like episode like. Go out, listen to Kyle's.
Yeah.
Listen to the next one. Skip all the way to Adam and Royce and listen to the K challenges, and that's like skip the first 5 and then go from there.
Yeah. It was like the first 10.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
No, it really was. Yeah, I think we had Kyle on episode 10 or 11.
Yeah, I think audio finally
What am I talking about? I have the shit on the screen. I'm a fucking idiot.
I think we finally figured that audio out for Kyle's episode. Then we had one audio problem afterwards and was like, all right, we're good.
Let's see. I'm going to let you get low real quick.
Goodness gracious.
Kyle was on episode 11.
All right.
11 and 12. Listen to 11 and 12 and up. Those are pretty good. We pushed out episode 10 because I pulled it down. But I ended up, after talking to you, I ended up pushing it out, saying we didn't want to hide anything because we record and post. Like, we record and shoot, and that's about it. Like, we had an intro file and an intro and outro file, and that's it.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I just realized the vacation episode was 3 hours long.
That was fucking hilarious. We were so fucking drunk by the end of that.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have to say, for me, I'm not going to cheat and say Ashley, because she listens to a lot and reaches out to people, but I'd have to say Lexi and Mason, and then Gears and Beers, like, as a trio.
Yeah.
Or a quad. Like, those four, Gears and Beers, like I said, has gotten it to be, like, we can fucking do this. Like, yeah. Mace, is it Adam? The other Australian dude who reached out, who, you know, blasted my ass for a fucker.
And we can't.
He's a New Zealand drifter, not an Aussie or whatever. I was like, fuck you. Okay, good point. Thanks for fixing it.
We can't forget about Isaac either, because he really helped us at the beginning.
He did. So, yeah, those five. What's your last question? Because I think this one might throw us for a loop.
My last question is, going off of what we have talked about in 2020 so far as car news goes.
Okay.
Are, is there any piece of car news you're going to follow that might play a factor in the future car you possibly purchase?
So this is going to speak a lot for my car enthusiasm. The BRZ / Supra / Corvette.
You're going to pay attention to those and you might possibly buy one?
Yeah, I really... I might buy an older one.
Okay.
Like, I'm not... I will not go out and spend 50 grand on a car right now because it's not in the cards for me. But if the market hits correctly and the changes happen, it might make some of those cars... add the 400. Basically, any enthusiast car. Like, any enthusiast car, if the BRZ comes out with a... They already small horsepower bump, blah, blah, blah. But it might get the market to drop on those cars where it makes it a more affordable car. Same with the... If the Supra comes out with a 6-speed horsepower bump and a slightly longer chassis...
I know they have the horsepower pump for this year. They don't have the 6-speed yet.
If it comes out with that fucking V8 twin turbo...
Yeah.
I will sell so much shit to buy that car.
Yeah. I might be living in that car when that comes out.
Right. The Mustang, like I said, any enthusiast car, I'm going to pay attention to because I want to see how it reacts with the market.
Okay.
And if maybe I can find that niche year that's a good year, but nobody really wants, I might buy. But as far as the next car I purchased, it's going to be another used car, so I can really focus on getting into racing.
Okay.
That's going to be it. What about you?
I'm paying attention.
Wait, let me take a bet. The Supra and the 400.
I'm paying attention to the Supra, the 400, and the Corvette to sit there and I'm gonna go test drive all three of those cars. It's without a doubt. Like, I'm test driving all three of them. And then I've been paying attention to the Tesla truck because that thing's interesting. That thing's intriguing.
Yeah, the electric field too.
Like, yeah, the electric field in general is very, very, very interesting. And I want to see if they come out with an alternative to electric as well. Sit there, you know, make it, see if they can do something else with it.
But, that or if they can extend the range enough and make it where I could afford a Tesla, I would definitely get one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's gonna be an ongoing thing. The one thing I want to try to find is better news outlets. Because the U.S.-based news sucks dick compared to some of the other markets.
Actually, I was going to bring up something. Did you notice... I don't think I told you this, but the main guy for Hoonigan?
No.
The main guy for Hoonigan, actually, he's a huge Z fan. So Nissan hit him up, and he was the they brought the Z concept to the States, and he's the first person that got to photograph the Z concept in the States.
That's fucking sick.
Yep.
Because
I don't know if you know.
But actually, I want to join in with. I want us to get to the point where we can hit and get on Hoonigan. Or a podcast of that, like, or a media of that level.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Any of the people we listed, we're going to be more than honored to even get that. But one day, I want it to be where we hit up Hoonigan and be like, hey, dude, let's go do some laps. Like, fuck it. We got the track. We'll rent the track. Like, let's fucking go and have a weekend ride.
Yeah, you come out in your 240, your built 240 that you have, because he's got a nasty 240.
Yeah, you bring your 240 out, and Mike's gonna bring this, and I'll bring out the Legacy, and we'll just go do some laps and have fun and make a fucking show out of it.
He's also got an original 280, and oh my god, that thing's nasty too.
Oh my god, I'm gonna throw a question at after this one. So my last question, that was your last question, right?
Yes.
My last question is: there anything you want to change of what we do? Or how we do it for 2021. It kind of ties into the other ones, but this is a more our operation of how we do it.
I wouldn't mind being able to get it to where we can get it down to where if, like, in a situation where, like, something happens today where I wake up at 2:30 in the afternoon, if I could, you know, it wouldn't be bad if we could figure out how to get it to where we can record from your house and my house. That way, if it's like a situation like this where it's like that way, you're not taking the extra 45 minutes to
sit. Yeah, we can just get up and rip it.
Yeah, you can get here, rip it, and then we still can go on with our days. Because, like, imagine if I didn't have to drive that 45 minutes. You know, we're 45 minutes into the recording, and it's 4:35. So we would have been done before 4, and that's still a decent time where it's like, all right, yeah, I'll still go hang out with, you know, my boys out there in Bolingbrook or whatever, or I'll go see Ashley or whatever for you. For me, it's kind of like, all right, well, I'm going to go back to bed.
Yeah, like, I'll throw this one out is, what do you think? Do you think we should grab a third co-host or just reach out to more guests on a consistent basis where...
We can try to have more guests on a consistent basis, I think.
Finding a third co-host is going to be really hard with the people we know.
That and just trying to get them on, like, being able to get them to come at the same time. On Saturday, and getting all of us to come at the same time and none of us to be late, and like, yeah, like, that's just, it's going to be very, very hard to do.
Yeah, I agree with the figuring out the remote podcast is going to be huge.
Like, when we have a guest, I'm out setting alarms to sit there and make sure I get up, like, at the right time.
Like, yeah. Eating extra, like, I'm more loose, like, we'll have a few more drinks. Like, today I had a High Life, two shots before you got here, just, like, sipping on them. And then I'm still sipping on this old fashioned 45 minutes, 50 minutes later. Let's see. What's the other one? Yeah, like, for me, like I said, figuring out the remote stuff is huge. Reaching out to more guests is huge. Interacting more and really enhancing our social media is what, because most of these are going to live and die off your social media outlet. Like, it's gonna happen. Let's see. One thing I think I would maybe want to change is maybe doing some obviously hitting the events. Like, we have to get out and reach out to people. But bettering the news. The news sector is kind of hard because by the time we get it, it's already been covered by fucking 1,000 goddamn outlets.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think, like, really the remote podcasting is the biggest one, and interacting more on social media.
Yeah.
Maybe reaching out and getting local businesses that we know that are into the automotive scene.
Yeah. It's true. It's possible.
Like, outside of just standard repairs, but, like, maybe reaching out to some of these, like, performance shops or whatever will be good.
Also, I talked to John when I went for an oil change. He sat there, and John said he'd be interested in getting on the show, but John said we probably can't have him on because he'd be too ignorant. And I said, man, we ignorant as hell already, so yeah, you can definitely come on.
Oh, you know, that's for a fact.
Yeah.
Lane, if you ever listen to this, like, bring that ass here.
Bring that ass here, boy.
I'll even have some brandy for you. I'm not buying you Henny.
Oh.
I'll have some Miller Lite for you, my guy.
Sit there and say some nonsense vodka. To me like that again. I'm going to have to sit there and no-scope you like I no-scope Chris on Tilted Towers.
I was mad as hell. I was mad as hell. John watched that replay like 8 fucking times in a row and did not stop laughing. It was a pretty shot.
Dude, that shit Dick. Was fucking hilarious. That shit's on YouTube. That shit's on YouTube for life.
It really is.
I will forever have that on you because that is on YouTube for life.
Swack. Fuck you, Mike. So my last thing I want to talk about is I heard this on Gears and Beers and a couple other podcasts, Auto Off Topic even said it. I think it was them. The Supra. Would you rather buy the Supra or the GR Yaris?
Is that a question?
Like, how do you, like...
Supra.
Okay. I would almost take the Yaris for a portion of the price. Because it still gives me an all-wheel drive.
I don't know. It's just something about saying I own a Supra. It comes off the tongue really nice.
Yeah, it does. Like, I would take either one, but I'd probably bias towards the Yaris. Now, you come out with the Corolla all-wheel drive turbo, no questions asked, I'm going to go buy that bitch. The only thing that I will buy over that, as far as an all-wheel drive fun performance car, is a stick shift. Stick shift turbo legacy. They don't make a stick shift turbo legacy anymore. That would be the only thing that would make me buy that over that.
Okay. I respect it.
But shit. Yeah, that's some of the questions kind of got answered with each other's.
Yeah.
But good questions. I liked it.
I did too.
Yeah. So this is our last recording for 2020. I don't really see us meeting on Tuesday. Or no. Wednesday to record an episode, because no.
I plan on being at work and sleeping.
Yeah, I plan on being at work Monday, having the next 6 days off. I got forced vacation time, so I kind of have to.
I'm Sunday through Wednesday this week. I have Thursday through Sunday off.
Well, definitely going to do a recording at the start of the year.
Day freaking weekend.
So...
After one hell of a busy season, so yes.
So we'll tease this out here. Foreshadow, I guess. When do you think we're going to record next? You just want to do Saturday? Or do you want to do Thursday?
I'm not busting out multiple episodes for the beginning of the year. My back hurts. I need a couple weeks to recover.
What if you think the 2nd of January?
And a chiropractor. Anyone knows a chiropractor, send them my way.
Fact. I was looking at early New Year's Eve or Saturday on the 2nd. Just kind of stick to our typical Saturday because it wouldn't get released till Sunday anyways.
Yeah, let's do Saturday because I don't even know what I'm doing for New Year's yet.
I'm not going to be able to record on Friday, so that's shot in the ass.
I'm probably not going to be able to record on New Year's.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know.
I was thinking New Year's Eve if we did earlier in the day, but depending on, maybe just see if you wake up and you're up to hey, fucker, I'm up, let's record.
New Year's Eve might literally sit there and be sleep. One of those things where I'm sleeping all day.
I don't blame you.
I'll wake up at 10 in the afternoon or 10 at night and just be like, all right, cool. Ball drops in 2 hours. All right, let's watch that. Okay.
All right,
cool. All right, good night.
Yeah, that's all I got today.
See if my cousins are having a party with my 20-year-old cousins.
I might go to Bolingbrook, hang out with the guys over there, and get an Uber home, because I'm not driving home.
Oh, luckily enough, my cousins party up the street from my house.
So could walk there.
Yeah, I'll just do that and get high.
Take the red wagon.
Yeah, I'll just do that and get high.
Fair enough, and then... Yeah,
I'll take the moped.
You got a... Fuck you.
My grandma bought a moped.
Oh, dude, definitely.
I can't wait. Wait for summer or spring to roll around because I'm going to whip that moped around and I'm going to own the fuck out of it. I'm going to be rolling up to Casey's to grab freaking a pint of ice cream and it's going to be like, Like, did this motherfucker really roll up in a fucking moped to get a pint of ice cream? Yeah, you damn right I came to get my brownie fucking ice cream on my moped so I can bring my back ass back home and eat that shit.
God, that sounds so good. Really adult does. Milkshakes sound fantastic. Have you ever had one?
Yes.
God, I want one so bad. We need to make one for one of these episodes.
I got a Christmas drink that I didn't get to try that I want to try still.
What'd you get?
I didn't get it for like a gift, but I found it online, and it's a and it actually sounds really, really intriguing, so I want to try it so we could possibly make these one day.
Oh shit, Kango Motorsports just started following us.
Nice.
Thanks, 1010s, for that one.
It's called a Grasshopper Cocktail. It's Chocolate Mint Lovers Unite. This boozy grasshopper cocktail is a vintage after-dinner ice cream
drink. Stop. I'm already sold. Keep going.
That never goes out of style. Crème de menthe and crème de coco blended with vanilla ice cream and served with whipped cream and an adult dessert in a glass.
You're a G. There goes another phone.
But I have it. I have it. Actually, it says it's the St. Patrick's Day drink, and I don't know how. Because it is green, so I get it, but it says it's a, you know, it says it's an after dinner drink, so whatever.
We're gonna have it for a podcast drink.
I just think it looks really good. Like
down.
Look at the picture.
Let me see this picture. Great Ooh.
Yeah.
Bro, I got the glasses to do that in.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Oh, we're getting so fucking lit off those drinks.
Oh yeah. I don't care how gay y'all call. Oh, plus I want to have. I was talking to Nicole. She wants to be on.
Sweet. Let me throw one more question at you. Throw me 5 guests you want to have on. I'm gonna take Kyle off the list because he's gonna be back on. What 5 people you want to have on? I really want Adam and Royce on, even together or solo, because I do want you here for one of those recordings with those. But give me 5 guests.
It would be fun to be on with Adam and Royce. Obviously, Kyle will be back on. There's 2 with Adam and Royce because I didn't get through a podcast episode with them. Unfortunately, I had to quarantine. Sabino?
Yes. We need to set that shit up now.
His brother Chris?
Together or solos?
Solos.
Deal.
His brother Chris is on like his 50th car. That man's got enough cars to sit there and for us to have a history of talking about cars to talk for 17 episodes.
So what I'm hearing is start out really light with like
no, it's not gonna be one of those things.
And then work in.
No, it's not gonna be one of those things. I don't even think we're gonna be able to get through his history. It's gonna be one of those things where it's gonna be like, yeah, I've owned 7 S2000s, 6 Evos, and we're just gonna have to
give me the summary of each car you own.
Yeah, we're gonna have to sit there and do something like that because he's owned a shit ton of cars, and it's just not. There's no way. And then one other guy at work, Rick.
Okay.
Those are my. Well, Sabino obviously is the I Stance guy.
Chris, Adam Royce.
But Sabino is just a good overall person to sit there and talk to about anything, cars, life in general. Chris, fantastic to talk about cars, fantastic to talk about life in general. Rick, fantastic talking about cars, fantastic talking about life in general. Yeah, I'm excited to sit there and have some of the guys from work on because that's really who I talk about with cars nowadays.
That's fair. And then
I talk
Nicole,
with you, yeah, and
have
Nicole.
Her on.
Yeah.
My 5 would be obviously those.
Mm-hmm.
Gears and Bears has to get on. Like we have to set that up.
I guess whenever I answer
and then
that question,
Dewey or yeah. So like 6-Star. I want the 6-Star crew, like somebody from 6-Star. Dewey, Mark, Sammy, one of those guys. Dewey would just be like...
If we get them on there, I'm going to sit there and just be like, hey, just so you know, I'm going to be dropping off my car one of these days. I know I've said this a lot to you guys. I'm going to actually drop it off one of these days.
Look at him like, so you're taking my car home today, right?
I'm like, I'm actually going to drop my car off this time. Like, it's not going to be one of those times where I call you, sit there and get some pricing, and then like never show up. No, I'm actually showing up this time.
They're busy as fuck, too. They've expanded out.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, like, I just, in general, like, it's been rough to even get there to do anything or sit there and, you know, talk to them. I've actually tried to get a hold of Mark and Dewey, and I haven't been able to.
They've been slammed with the end of the year shit, and fortunes up by upping their price at the end of the year on coilovers.
Yeah,
for two models of cars. Yeah,
I really just want to set a date. Not even get a date. I just want to sit there and get a price. That way I know what I have to show up with. Like, I can affirm whatever I don't have, but it'd just be nice to be like, oh yeah, you need $4,000 and we'll put everything on and have these parts here already, so you just need to get these parts together and it will save you some money or whatever. But it's just like, okay.
Down. I'm gonna throw one more name in here. Out of 1010's podcast, I want Robbie Veerhout, because he's the import guy of that. He owns GMs. He's got an LS Swap 240.
Okay.
But he's the dude I would want. Like, the whole team on, all three of them would be fantastic. But Veerhout's my import guy I would want on. Like, out of that group, I would love to have him on.
Okay.
Adam Jabay would be fucking fantastic. Austin Cabot and Adam Jabay off Slip Angle. Yeah, just a lot of guests next year. My goal is to have one guest a month.
All right.
I think we can do that.
I think that's very doable.
And record every week.
Record every week or record twice in 1 week if we're going to sit there and have like a vacation or something like that. Because I know that me and you will both have vacation time next year.
Yeah, let me rephrase that. Yeah, to correct my statement, have an episode released every week.
There you go.
But I ain't got shit else for you, Mikey.
I ain't got shit else either.
All right, y'all. Thank you guys for listening. Appreciate you guys' support through 2020. Yeah, hope you guys had a fantastic Christmas. And by the time this comes out, don't get too fucked up on New Year's. I hope everybody has a good New Year's.
What, are we releasing this on New Year's? Like, what the hell?
No, it's Sunday, by the time some people actually get to it. Hope you guys had a great Christmas. Hope you guys have or had a great New Year's.
And, when some of you listen to this, I'll probably already be through two shifts this week.
Yeah. I only have to go through one. Yes.
There might be some people that don't even listen to it just because they listen to it on their drives to work. And, you know, if you're a school teacher, you're not working for the next 2 weeks. So they might even get to listen to it until, you know, 2 weeks from now.
Yeah. Well, whenever you listen to it, thank you guys for listening. Thanks for the support. Can't wait to see what we do in 2021. And if you want to be on, hit us up. If you have topics you want to talk about, hit us up. Interact with us. We're more than willing to interact with you guys when we are actually awake.
Yes.
Anyways, guys, thanks for listening.
Biggest key is being actually awake.
Yes. I'm hungry as fuck, so I'm going to go buy some food now.
Me too.
All right. Talk to you guys later, man. Deuces.
Deuces.
Wait. Okay, yeah. Now bye.